Hey, it's Big Joe for Absolute Comfort, your trusted independent American Standard Air dealer. Owner Chris Wedekin sells the ductless Mitsubishi electric mini split, which is a great option to heat and cool individual spaces while blending into the decor.
You want your poker room to be dressed up? You could take a vinyl wrap and put on these. If you like the more modern look, they have styles in black, silver, and pearl white that would be more aesthetically pleasing for your rooms.
Find out more at absolutecomfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted independent American Standard Air Mitsubishi Electric Elite Ductless Pro dealer.
10 minutes in front of 11 with Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC, and Hammer is in the studio. Good morning.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
Oh, no.
And now you're going to hear about it.
Oh, okay. Great.
Famous words of Festivus from George Costanza's
father.
Can we
do feats of strength instead?
Like, I know this is a sidebar conversation, but where does the Festivus episode rank in terms of all-time Seinfelds?
It's number one.
It's up there for sure. I also love the one where Kramer is the volunteer firefighter. the ass man is good too.
Serenity Now, certainly on the list. You've got the one where the Johnny Cock, Jackie Childs. There's a couple times he pops up.
The marine biologist, so good.
They're all everything,
all
but the
one.
Finale is strong. I mean, how do you have that great a show and then have that bad of a finale?
Right.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's Festivus today because it's an airing of grievances here.
They're
for
real
both of you.
And they're spectacular.
So let's start with Rob.
Yes.
So earlier you were talking about how amazing you look now compared to you did like
she said it
10 what was it 10
years ago.
Years ago 14 years
we
ago
put the photo up for everybody to see.
You just now became a dad. Like, you don't get to do the victory lap when you haven't had kids.
Oh.
So think about when the president goes into the White House, they take that presidential picture before, and what he looks like
and
when he comes out.
And they're all gray.
And they're gray, and there's bags under their eyes, and it looks like they've seen some things. Like, you're a new dad. Mm-hmm. Let's take this picture 5 years from now, and we'll see that youthful experience of the late nights, the trips to the hospital, the kids sick, how am I going to pay for this? How am I going to pay for that? Mm-hmm. Kids put an aging on you, my friend.
I'd like to point out that I weigh the... my kid is 9 months old now, and I...
9 months old. Sit down.
Almost 10. And I weigh the exact same as I did 10 months ago. I put on 0 pounds during that pregnancy. Mm-hmm. I'm doing pretty well.
You're like that one baseball player that hits a home run on opening day, and he looks over at Bryce Harper and goes, you know, I'm leading in home runs.
Just call me Bavacqua.
So why do you sit the conversation out, new dad? Because you have no idea the amount of aging you're about to do in the next, 18 years of your life. Get ready, Bal. You're going to be in for a problem.
Don't you love he stewed on that? That was a long time ago.
Hold on. You're cutting into my time. And as for you, Missy.
Yeah.
I'm about tired of you sitting on your high horse, acting like Greg Doyle is so inappropriate when you did the same thing to Chuck Pagano. You bullied your way up to the bar. You made sexual overtones. You sat on his lap. You nibbled on his ear. You gave him everything but a lap dance. But Greg Doyle's the bad guy. He's so inappropriate. You're the problem. Won't you look in the mirror, Missy?
I did none of those things for one. And the other thing that I think was highly inappropriate is the 30-year age difference. Some people were saying he's flirting with her. That's not appropriate. When
I bet Chuck's close to that. Older than you are.
I doubt it.
He's not 107.
Because you missed the other part of the conversation where I said,
you got to let that joke just sink in for just a second. That was a joke grenade by Rob.
Thank you.
You tell it, you pull the pin, you wait 3 seconds, but bam, comedy explosion.
Hey, she left out a major part of the story, though, the other day, that he wasn't just sitting there trying to watch the Masters. He was trying to play the ponies or something. He was
gambling.
Yes.
There's nothing dudes enjoy more than being by themselves, having some beer, bellied up, watching sports and gambling. And here comes this barfly trying to take him home that night while your husband's sitting over there on his hand.
I was not trying to take him home. And if you think that I don't have enough social graces to know when I'm being blown off, he was asking me questions about my daughter and my family. And when he went on continually and said, what is she studying? studying? And I said, biology. And he said, my daughter studied biology too. What is she going to do with hers? Here's what my daughter did. He was engaged in the conversation.
You mean a former NFL coach is good at small talk? Oh my God, I can't believe it.
And
perhaps,
you know what?
Over 1,000 press conferences finally paid off, Casey. Are you that naive? Leave the man alone. No one wants to be around you and your barfly ways.
Wow. Get out of here. By the way, we buried the lead on the whole meeting Chuck Pagano day.
Yeah.
I won $1,500 at the casino that day.
That's the story.
Yeah, that's good.
That needs to be
and
the lead.
And you know what? If you were nicer to me, I'd give you tips on how I'm a winner.
You played a slot machine.
Casey,
there's no tips.
What's coming up this afternoon?
Thank you for letting me promote my show.
It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.